This is the Speaking of Writers podcast. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Journey Beyond. The author is Robin Hosking. It's a visually inspired book that will help the reader to transcend to a place of peace and calm, helping the reader look within themselves to find the beauty of things they normally would have overlooked. Journey Beyond with Robin Hosking will help one to experience an inner, spiritual, and imaginative journey, connecting them with a deeper part of themselves that they have forgotten, allowing them to realize the truth of themselves. Robin Hosking started drawing art in high school. And although Robin was an art major, instrumental, vocal, and visual, in high school, she was not a very strong visual artist. It was only through her being bored in class one day, having her teacher walking past her to see what was taking Robin's attention away from the lesson. When Robin's teacher made Robin and the whole class aware of the type artist that Robin was, which was an abstract artist, Robin still draws to this day, leaving her soul free to express itself. Happy to have Robin Hosking join me now here on Speaking of Writers. Robin, welcome to this program.
Thank you so much, Steve. I'm glad to be here.
Robin, why did you title your book Journey Beyond with Robin Hosking?
Steve, I called it Journey Beyond with Robin Hosking because I felt it was a visual journey that could help the reader, that the reader would be taking with me, and that they had to go beyond what was holding them back. For example, say they were in pain or they were suffering or they had something like closed-mindedness, things like that, in order to get the full experience of what was being conveyed in the art piece.
The cover design is just beautiful, Robin. How did you come up with that design for Journey Beyond?
I wanted the cover to depict that the reader was traveling with me. So I wanted a flowing road and something that depicted that we had to journey beyond something like hills, forests, or mountains in order to get the full experience of the artwork.
What is your artist style and type?
I did some research on that because I didn't really know, other than abstract art, what type of artist I really was. Upon my researching, I found out that my artist style and type is abstract surrealism, focuses on displaying the unconscious mind, defying logic, and is considered the mind's deepest thoughts. So I only use pencils and pens, or colored pencils and colored pens. I do not use any paints or pastels or clay of any kind.
I mentioned in the introduction that moment when you were in that class. In terms of becoming an abstract artist, was that always the goal for you?
No, really, Steve, when I was in class, the teacher was talking and I was just doodling. It actually started off with like a little triangle. And then I just kept going from there. I just figured it was doodling. I didn't realize it would come out to be anything other than a doodle.
And then you continue doodling.
Yes, I still do. And it helps free my mind. And it's very relaxing.
So if this is an art book, why are there little write-ups with it too?
When I was getting Journey Beyond ready for publication, inspiration hit me. And it made me aware that each art piece was to have a write-up with it, describing its purpose and importance. A lot of these pieces turned out to be like therapeutic pieces. When I was going through it with my husband, he actually asked me, he said, "Is this an art book or a therapy book?"
I was going to ask you if it was very therapeutic to complete this book.
Yeah, it was. It was very therapeutic. And I was actually quite impressed with the inspiration that I got for some of the write-ups. Like when I went back and was reading it, I myself was like, "Oh, wow, this is really deep."
What's been the feedback from readers?
I get tremendous feedback on the cover. A lot of people don't have the book yet, but everybody loves the cover. They just find it very striking. A few people that have read a few of the write-ups and looked at a few of the art pieces were quite impressed with it. They actually asked if I really actually drew the pieces and did the writing.
Journey Beyond is your fifth book. Your first four were books of poetry. Why the change?
I work by inspiration, so I am a spiritually intuitive poet. When I was doing my books, I was told the fifth book was to be my art book, which was a real shock for me because I didn't think I would be releasing my art at all. So when inspiration hits, you can't ignore it. So there's a purpose for it. So I answered the call and I released the art book.
How long does it take you to complete one of these art pieces?
It really does not take me that long, Steve, to complete an art piece. It only takes me a matter of seconds or minutes to complete an art piece. It really depends on the detail of the piece, but it definitely takes me less than an hour.
Was this enjoyable putting this book together?
Oh yes, it was really enjoyable. I really enjoyed it, and I cannot wait until another one comes out.
And that was going to be my next question. Can we expect another one?
There will be another ab abstract art book. I'm being persuaded to go back or inspired to go back to my poetry. So it'll be a greatest works book with some art in there.
You said it doesn't take long to complete an art piece. How about some of the poem? How long does it take to write the poems?
The poems that can depend because with inspiration flows so fast and so freely that it's hard to decipher what is coming through, and you don't always get it. And sometimes it goes by so fast that you miss some of the important information. I've had poems that come to me, and like in the snap of a finger, I jot it down and it's there. And then there's others that could take months because I might lose some important facts from the inspiration, and then I have to wait to till that inspiration hits again.
Robin, what's the main message that you would like the listening audience to know about this book, Journey Beyond?
Journey Beyond is a journey to help readers with their self-healing, I find. So it's more to help them look at themselves and internalize and really get to the heart of what the problem is, not really worrying about others and what others may think or contemplate or put on people. It's really to strengthen an individual and help them realize that we're all important. We're all here for a reason, and nobody can sway that and diminish that in any capacity.
The book is Journey Beyond. The author is Robin Hosking. It's available at writersrepublic.com, amazon.com, Barnes and Noble, and Ingram, too. And Robin has a website, too. Robin Hosking, all one word, HOSKING.com. Again, the book is Journey Beyond. Robin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Steve. It was my pleasure.
And this is Speaking of Writers.